In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You will note that I did not say, in the name of two dudes and a bird. I did listen to last week's sermon. From the passage from Genesis read to us earlier. And God said to Abraham, "Where's your wife Sarah? She's going to have a son." And Sarah was hiding in the tent listening. And she laughed. She didn't just laugh, she guffawed. After all, here she was, an old woman, way past childbearing age, and God is telling her she's going to have a son. Ridiculous. And God said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?" But Sarah denied, saying, "I didn't laugh." And God said, "Oh yeah, you did. I heard you laugh." Don't ever say that God doesn't have a sense of humor. This wonderful little story from Genesis is evidence of it. Sarah laughs, and God catches her in her unbelief. "I didn't laugh." "Oh, yes, you did. I heard you." And she names her son Isaac, which means laughter. God is doing the impossible, and God's love doesn't make sense. Now, we'll return to that theme later in this sermon when we look at today's second lesson. But first, on this Father's Day, I want to share something about my own father with you. He died 40 years ago this past March. And for half of his life, he was an alcoholic. Actually, he was just a drunk. My early life was a miserable hell because he was a mean drunk. He was physically and psychologically abusive to my mother and my brother and me. And I want to tell you this because his life was an example of God doing the impossible. If you had told me how the second half of his life turned out, I, like Sarah, would have laughed my head off. Here's what happened. My father had quit drinking many times. Most alcoholics do. Sometimes as long as a year. But he always fell off the wagon. And I still remember the terrible DTs when he was drying out, something no boy should ever witness. He had a close friend, a good Roman Catholic, who rescued him. His friend took him to a hotel room and for 1 week didn't let him touch any alcohol. Instead, he fed him soup and prayed the rosary. And afterwards, my dad never took another drink. He became a faithful member of our church, one of the leading laymen, and he was often helping others, especially alcoholics, because he knew firsthand the destruction of that terrible addiction. Why do I share that very personal story with you today? I do so because if you had told me how his life would turn out, I, with Sarah, would have laughed in disbelief. You see, God was doing the impossible. Now, let me tell you, I never recall him saying to me, I love you. Never remember that. I think it might have been a generational thing. Fathers then didn't show that kind of emotion. But I wish he had. And you fathers here this morning, when you go home, you may get a call from your children. In the midst of that conversation, don't fail to say to them, I love you. I love you. Say those words. Your children need to hear them. Our Heavenly Father has said that to you and me so many times in so many ways, and we need to hear it over and over again, because sometimes it just seems too good to be true. God said he loves us most clearly on the cross. St. Paul said in his letter to the church in Rome, God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. God saves us. God loves us, whether we deserve it or not. Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. That's us. The heart of the gospel is that God loves the unlovable, that God loves the ungodly. Jesus died on the cross for us sinners. Christ died for us before we had any desire to be reconciled. And this shows us the unmerited and spontaneous character of the love of God. The death of Jesus Christ has reconciled us to God. You and I have been reconciled. Now we should act like it. Reconciliation is not something we accomplish. It is something that is given to us. Our Heavenly Father is saying to each of us this day, I love you. Don't laugh it off. Too often, too many of us think, God can't love me. I'm not lovable. I'm guilty of so many sinful things. No, the gospel, the good news of Christ is that you are acceptable. You are acceptable and loved by your Heavenly Father. Simply accept the truth that you are acceptable and give thanks. Amen.